Hello, welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana.
And this is an exciting week. The Bachelor finale is happening. And
I know.
J-Lo got engaged. Those are the two
exciting things. Have you been watching the season of The Bachelor?
Admittedly, no, I have not. I feel free.
I started watching it and then I just got really bored, honestly. Like, I stopped watching. And as you guys know, we used to host the Bachelor podcast, but we don't anymore.
Good thing, because
probably
we'd have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I mean, after a certain
Derek do a great job.
After a certain amount of seasons, part of me does feel like it's just like a little bit too much of a formula, and like I've seen it all before, and it starts to lose its like edge.
I think at some point they need to stop doing like 4 hours in a week.
Mix it up a little bit. Yeah, it's just like overkill.
It's overkill.
Leave us wanting more, not like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm still going to watch Bachelor in Paradise for sure.
Bachelor in Paradise is way more, because that is less of a formula. It's not like, you know what I mean? Like,
weird shit
happens. Weird shit happens. Things are not like always the same way. Like, there's always like some melodramatic event. But like, even when the event happens in the regular Bachelor, it's always like not as big of a deal as they make it seem.
I just find that the Bachelor has been planned. The outcome is already planned before the season starts.
And you know who he's going to pick. You just like kind of do.
It's kind of, yeah, it doesn't feel like that great anymore to watch it. Although people still fucking love The Bachelor. They can't get enough of it. It's fun. And I get
that because we're having a party tonight.
Oh yeah. We're having an amazing party tonight with a bunch of The Bachelor people. We have Nick Fial. We have Jordan Kimball. And it's going to be an amazing fucking time. We're doing a live show. Kay and Derek, they do an amazing job for the Bachelor podcast. They like, Kay like loves The Bachelor. But that's gonna be fun. We're going tonight.
Yeah.
And it's sponsored by Ship.
Exactly.
Our dating app.
Yeah. And if you guys been on Ship, you should. If you are, have, and you have any feedback for us, please email us at slapped@betches.com. We love hearing your stories about it. It's so fun. We are both finding matches for our friends.
It's so amazing when I click on someone and then it says you found a match, and I was like, that's one more match that she wouldn't have gotten had I not been swiping.
And I have to say, I'm swiping for guys a lot of the time, and it's really fun to be able to see girls' profiles, because like when I used to be on dating apps, or at least be on them, is not finding matches for others, I would only have my profile to look at. You couldn't see other girls' profiles. So this is like, you get to be like, one, kind of a fly on the wall, and two, you get to see like, it's like funny looking at other people's things, because I'm like, oh, like I see my old profile through the eyes of someone else.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, that picture looks desperate. Like I shouldn't have done that back when I was at it. Or
like what do you see that you feel like you would have changed about your old profile?
I think pictures that are a little too sexual.
What goes through my mind?
I don't know, like a bikini pic, I think, in general, because you want to do a body shot. But I think there's a sense of like, if there's too many of those, or if there's too many, or if there's like, or if it's like too, it's like the pose has to be like a certain way, I think, for it to seem like you're having fun and you just like happen to be in a bathing
suit
rather
than not like I'm posing with my arm popped out.
Exactly. Like the right way to do it. And then like also like the friend shots, like you want to show you have friends, but you want the pictures to be like of you to all look the same enough that the person can consistently point out which person is you.
Yeah.
In all the pictures. Cause you, I think when you do your own profile, you just like assume everyone can tell which one you are.
Right.
Just from seeing one solo picture of you, because you're like, oh, I know me. I can recognize me. But most people don't see you all the time. They don't have any sense of like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can easily recognize yourself. So you assume other people can, and they can't necessarily.
And I always, and I remember when I would like swipe on guys, if like their picture looks different in three different photos, I'd be like, no.
Then you're like, you're like, this is either like a weirdly good angle of him.
There's something
like,
wrong.
The person
with you.
You have to look consistently the same in every picture, or else the person just assumes that they have no idea which one is
because
really.
Because the thought process is, photo one, I like it. Photo two, okay, let me see if she actually looks like that. Here's another. Oh, she looks even better. Now let me triple confirm that. Like, let me get a second opinion. And so, like, then he goes to picture three, and then it's like, it's either, oh shit, no, bad. That those were just really good angles, or
exactly.
Oh, okay, I'm convinced. Yes.
Yeah, and you want to see pictures where like you're like. You want consistency where you're like, this is clearly that person, like you'd be able to easily tell. And then also I think that like I think girls put an overemphasis on like the setting. So they'll be like, oh, I'm like in front of the Grand Canyon, or this looks really cool, or I'm like on this beach, it looks really cool. But like, even if they're like really small on the
pic,
and it's like
work.
No one gives a shit like about the landscape.
Right.
They're there to see what you look like.
For sure.
So when I'm looking at these pictures, it's weird. I feel like I'm a guy. Like, I'm like, I can't see your butt. Yeah. Like, this is too far away. Like, take off your sunglasses.
Take off your sunglasses, though, for real. You could have like max one sunglass pic.
Max.
Yeah. If any. Like, if any. It
looks like you're trying to hide if you have too many.
Same with guys in hats.
Yeah.
And
you think it's they're balding?
Yeah, immediately. If a guy's wearing a hat in all pics, I know he's balding. Here's the thing. I have nothing against balding guys.
But show who you are.
But it's more so someone like you're clearly insecure about it. And that's a red flag.
Right. That's worse than the whatever the actual thing is.
Anyway, speaking of dating. So J-Lo and A-Rod, the two. Oh, wait. You know what I just realized? I've been saying in my head that they both have 3-letter nicknames, but A-Rod is 4.
Yeah. If he was A-Row, it would be like...
A-Row, right. Oh, my God. This whole time, my mind is blown.
Do you think they call each other J-Lo and A-Rod? Or do you think they call each other Jennifer and Alex?
I was about to be like, Aaron? What's his real name?
Jennifer and Alex? That sounds so, like, proper.
I know. Jennifer! Yeah. So, I mean, so they're engaged. They seem like the perfect couple in the sense that they seem right for each other.
They seem like a good match. They definitely have, like, they look good together. They, like... they're like appropriately aged.
They're both Latina.
Right. They're both like, they have like similar background. Latina. They're both like,
they have kids.
Right. They have kids. And like, she's not like so much younger than him that you were like, ugh, like this is
right. And they both seem like narcissistic enough for themselves. It's sort of like him and Kanye.
Having a little fun with it.
And they're both like entrepreneurs on their own.
Yeah. They seem like they're
workers.
Really into each other. I like it. Obviously, like, that's what we want to see. And I'm into their success. But this cheating rumor stuff, I feel like it's probably true. But you know what? I have this theory that everyone in Hollywood just has sex with everyone. And it's just kind of a thing. And it's like, it's not like real life rules. It's like Hollywood rules.
Okay.
And I think that they probably both... I don't think they would even call it cheating. I think they would just call it like the Hollywood, like living the Hollywood lifestyle. And I think to like the general public, this seems so scandalous, but I think it's just kind of like in that world, like that's kind of just what's done. And it's just not really.
So you're saying that they have like an arrangement?
I think this is no doubt has helped both of their popularity, them dating each other. I think they might actually really like each other. But I just think like there's different like sexual codes for people in Hollywood that are super famous, super attractive. It's just like not the same standard of monogamy that's I think another reason why Hollywood couples don't last that long.
Or do you think that like they've already gotten that out of their system? And that they're ready for a stage in life where they just need like a companion that's equal to them in their status, and they've like kind of found each other.
Right. I think they could be a real couple. I don't think it's like I think it's like to the world this is like a devastating thing, the idea that like that A-Rod could have been like having sex with someone else. I think that even in their world, even if that happened, it's like not. It's like, you know, in Vanderpump where they all cheat on each other all the time and like it's kind of explosive. But at the end of the day, no one like really cares. Like, no, there's no real like consequences.
So they don't view monogamy as like a value.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of the world feels that way, or a lot of like smaller societies within our larger American society are kind of like OK with that. But you can't really say that. So I think, yeah, he's cheated on her, but I wouldn't even call it cheating. I'm sure like they're both just like sexually free
and like just hooking up with other
people. They both look great. Like why should they only have sex
with each other? Who in Hollywood do you think don't abide by these rules? Like
are monogamous?
Yes. Here's who I think. Miley and Liam. I think they're monogamous.
I could see a situation where they go to like a swingers party and like they have sex with other people and it's like kind of okay.
You think?
Yeah, I think I think Hollywood is very sexually free.
Okay, so fine. Give me somebody who you think you wouldn't go to a swingers party.
A couple? I'm trying to think of the Hollywood
like
couples.
Like who?
I think like maybe like John Krasinski and Emily Blunt. I don't see that being their thing.
But that's because you find them. You love John Krasinski.
No, it's not because I think they're better than... I don't even think those people are better than these other people.
Right.
I think there are like more like holes. I just think like... I don't know. I don't get as much of a like... They're like...
like
they're not as sexual fun. Beings, right? Or they're, like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, they don't like ooze sexuality. Like, J-Lo and A-Rod are both like very attractive, very like they're both like
sex driven.
Yeah, they're like sexy people. It's cool.
Sexy. I love what you're doing with your hands right now.
Even Miley Cyrus is like a sexual person, right? Like, I think she's.
Yes,
and
I can see
she's always prided herself on her like sexual freedom. Do I think she's right. gonna stop having sex with women or men now right. that she's with Liam?
Married,
no, I think they just probably have a thing where it's like monogamy isn't like one of the pillars of their relationship.
That's just your speculation.
That's my speculation.
Who do you think besides the ones that we listed are definitely like there's no speculation, like they're definitely polygamous. Or like in the Hollywood crew.
I'm trying to think.
This is all alleged and speculatory. All,
yeah, this is
nothing.
This is just based on my own personal.
This is just
feeling,
by our intuition, feelings. Which is not based on fact. So
I think
like we're fake
none
news.
Of the Kardashians. I think everyone in that has like sort of an open situation.
Yeah, that's every. Yeah,
I don't think Khloé was like, oh, Tristan's totally like not. Is like completely loyal and monogamous with
no
me.
No, she took him back after he was cheating on her when she was giving birth.
Can I tell you something? She probably wasn't even upset that he was cheating on her. She was probably just upset that he was like dumb enough to get caught,
right? All of them I agree, that's
right.
All of them,
they definitely know that like these people are having like Travis Scott. It's not about the cheating.
Who told us that Travis Scott like has like a garage? He lives off of Kylie's house and he has girls coming
I'm
in
sure
and out all the time and she like just gives
what I'm saying.
Zero fucks.
It's not about the sex, it's about the like the betrayal is almost like the like the nerve to get caught
because they're
and
a
do it
public
publicly.
Couple it's right. like it's there's a difference between being a couple and being a public couple,
right? Because then it's like an it's like a then you have to deal with it if it's like in the news or
okay wait so, okay so they're okay so I can kind of agree with you about that.
Wait, I think it's like fine, it's like I mean obviously if someone is if cheating I think it's cheating is like a betrayal, like we're both assuming that this is a monogamous relationship and we're both like sort of in it together and we've made these rules and like someone has like betrayed these rules. If you have a relationship where it's like that's not a thing that you guys are really strict about or really care that much about, then I don't think it's like as big of a deal as the tabloids make it seem.
Interesting. If you guys have any thoughts on this, please email us slapped@betches.com.
Right. Like the Scott Disick thing. Like, do you think Courtney ever really thought that Scott Disick was like
no.
being like super loyal? He goes out constantly.
Well, yeah, she didn't care.
Right. I think that's kind of their whole family's thing. Kris Jenner was constantly cheating on like everyone she was with.
Was she?
Yeah, they don't even think Khloe's not even a real Kardashian.
That's true.
You think
true.
She was totally loyal to Bruce Jenner like all those
she
years?
She wasn't having sex with Bruce Jenner. There
right.
was 0% chance.
Saying. I'm surprised they even like had sex enough times to have Kendall and Kylie.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything is like, because there's too much money to be made off of like these like Hollywood pairings.
Right.
And these couples, like people don't want to see people who are just having sex with random
I
people.
I think Kyle and Mauricio are monogamous. From Beverly Hills. They're both
sure.
very wealthy.
Yeah, I could see them being monogamous.
I think they're like a normal couple who happens to be rich, but they're not like ultra celebs on
I
their
think
own.
Ken and Lisa are also monogamous.
Yeah, who's like waiting in line to fuck Ken? I don't know.
I think Erica Jane might have sex with some random men, and that wouldn't
oh,
be shocking
yeah.
for
That's
me.
That's different to
right.
me. That's different to me. But Kyle and Mauricio for me. Although remember those rumors where he was cheating on her, but that was devastating to me.
Right. It's like.
But anyway,
I think Hollywood's like a different. It's like a different society than the rest of.
What about
us.
Justin and Haley? What do you think on that?
I think for right now, like they've been married like 6 months.
Do you
I think,
see his Instagram that he said he's struggling? He posted this.
What is he struggling with?
He posted this photo of him like kind of looking drunk, and then next to Kanye and I forgot who else, and he wrote like, I've just been struggling to feel connected to anything, I've just been feeling very disconnected, and it was just like it was an interesting thing that he was like kind of vulnerable about.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's
do
just
I think he's loyal
do you
do
think I think he's loyal? Loyal I think right now he's probably loyal.
Yeah, I think for right now he is. I don't think this marriage is going to last per se, but
uh-huh. Yeah,
I think for right now, I think he's a man that is very into his convictions. So like when but I think they probably change a lot.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? He probably
he's always been very like
intense. Like if he was, when he was a bad boy, he was like intensely bad. Yeah. Right. He was like very into that. Now he's like good reformed guy. Now he's like intensely good. Like I'm going to show everyone that I'm getting married.
So good. Yeah.
And I'm not, I'm going to church and I'm not really like drinking that much. You know, so yeah. I think he's very like extremist.
No, but anti-lawyer, when we had our anti-episode, mm-hmm. he was saying that there's 0% chance that he's completely sober. Like 0% chance. Mm. And all those kids, they have to like hide their substance use because they, and they all do it at home because they yeah. don't want to get caught. So like really what they could be doing really runs the gamut.
Right.
So I don't know.
I feel like Hollywood is probably like people are doing everything, all doing crazy things
and having sex with each other.
Right. No one is talking about each other. Like the Kate Beckinsale, Pete Davidson yeah. thing. Like,
well, that's a publicity stunt.
Everything is like, you know what I mean? There's, think about like,
no, but that, no. But there's a difference where like the difference is the PR people bring them together to raise each other's profiles. Like, for example, remember when Taylor Swift was dating Tom Hiddleston and no one believed it. It was like such a bad,
that was funny.
They were like, they were the paparazzi quote unquote caught them taking, making out on some fucking rocks.
If
like
you're
no.
a celebrity. No one, no celebrities are making out at a Ranger game.
Exactly.
If it's at a Ranger game.
No, they were like making out some on some rocks and some beach.
Right.
It was so staged.
No, but I'm saying Kate and Pete.
Oh, yeah.
No celebrities are ever making out in like a public venue without knowing exactly what they're doing.
Exactly. Exactly. And her new show came out on Amazon Prime, which I started watching. I wasn't really that into
it. Well, there you go. It
worked. I wasn't that into
it,
though.
There's so much money to be made off of like being in one of these
But this
couples.
Has been going on forever. The Michael Jackson together with Lisa Marie Presley.
Yeah, that was definitely
like,
not a
obviously thing. Not, you know. So it's but this has been going on forever. Right. Arranged marriages have been going on forever, ever.
Yeah, I mean, look at like the Queens of England.
It's the same thing. People just forgot.
I watched what first episode of Suits, and it was very interesting to see Meghan Markle.
Oh, it's she's hysterical. It's hysterical. She sucks. But now she's pregnant. Okay, so really quick, let's talk about Real Housewives of New York because that premiered last week. Did you watch?
I did. Did you?
Yeah.
I love New York.
I was dying at Luann. Oh, hi, dear. I was just practicing on my Vespa. I just can't. Like, since when do you have a fucking Vespa? You're driving around Southampton?
She's very strange lady.
What are your thoughts on everything that happened?
I'm trying to remember the highlights.
Well, there's the new Babs.
Barbara.
Yeah.
I don't like watching her. I was like not into her screen time. I didn't want her to be on my screen. She was like annoying me.
Okay.
Maybe they also haven't added a new one maybe in a while, so I'm just not.
Yeah, let's see how she plays out. She seems like she has like a really legit job. I forgot what it was though.
Is she gonna be the new housewife? Are they priming her to be the new housewife?
I think she's the friend,
the new Carol?
That's gonna be a new housewife. Yeah, Barbara Kay.
Right. I think they could have found someone better. I'm not that impressed with their selection.
Yeah. Let's see. Maybe she's relatable. Maybe she's like sort of like a Kelly Dodd who, by the way, I'm up to it.
Oh, wow. You're up to Kelly?
Yeah. Like I went through the whole cancer scandal. And
Shannon Bedore.
Now I fucking love Shannon Bedore.
We got to talk about Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. So I am on season 11.
That is
far.
I'm like
close.
14 seasons. So
no.
I think there's 14 total.
What? I have more? I thought there was only one more season.
No, I'm pretty sure there's 14.
Motherfucker. So they didn't air? No.
Wait, no. So Kelly, I think, has been in three
Kelly
seasons.
Kelly Dodd.
She's been in three seasons.
Oh, and then, okay. So, right. That's what it is.
12, 13,
so I'm watching
13.
I think there's 13. The 13th season just aired, right?
Yeah, probably.
And it just happened.
I think so. We'll have to double check this. We're screaming at home.
Yeah, so
I'm just
saw the episode of them... They had the accident in the dune in the sand.
And then no one goes to visit.
That is so funny. That is so funny. Because there she
had to get an Uber without any pants on.
What's her name? Megan King Edmonds.
Did they go to Iceland
yet? No, not yet. Alexa literally asked me that yesterday. She's like, I'm like, no. She's like, just wait. No, Megan King Edmonds. She's like, oh, yeah, that's rough.
That was so bad. Phone call was like great.
So actually, I just MapQuested it, and you're 45 minutes away. And Heather's like, I just texted.
Did Shannon renew her vows?
Yes, Shannon renewed her
vows.
She's
still with David?
She's still with David Bedore. And she's like talking about this affair and how her like marriage is so strong. And when do they get divorced?
I think at the end, this is like their last season together.
Megan and Jimmy are still together though, right?
Yeah, they just had like twins.
Another pair of twins, yeah. Yeah, it's good. Kelly Dodd's nuts.
She's crazy, but like I know everyone I feel like has a drunk friend like her.
She's a rage problem.
She's so funny though, because she'll be like, she'll say, she's almost like the James Kennedy of the group. Well, she'll just say like the meanest, nastiest, most like cutting shit. And then the next day she'll be like, you know, really sorry about that.
Yes.
I've got to apologize.
Yes. For, like, she's like strangely like just like, I think she has a rage problem though. She
clearly
says that she's
like
anger problem.
Management.
She has no idea what she's saying when she says things.
Completely.
She's like, damn her, you dumb fuck. And then she's like, I'm so sorry.
Right.
I didn't mean that.
It's very funny. It's like, I've never seen someone like say such crazy shit and then just apologize to me. And she'd be like, I apologize.
Okay, this theory that I brought this up to our friend Alexa, and she's like, that's never been said. That I think that Kelly's husband is gay.
Michael? What's his name?
Michael. Mr. Clean. Michael? I don't know. He looks just like Mr. Clean, and I cannot get over it.
Here's why.
Why
do you feel that?
I don't know. I think that it's an arrangement. Mm. They broke up. He made her get back together. They did in vitro IVF to have her child.
Yeah.
And
I think he really likes her. That's the
I think they're best friends, maybe. She never talks about their relationship as very loving. She says that, like,
I think here's what happened.
I think it's an arrangement.
No, I think the arrangement was that, like, I don't think the arrangement is that he's gay. I think the arrangement is like they met a long time ago. She's way younger than him. She's like she was probably needed some money. And she's not super in love with him, but like she's like he like wants a young pretty wife and she wants to be taken care of.
Yeah.
And that's, I think for me, that's the, like, I actually think he really loves her, even though she's a lunatic.
I really think that he might be gay, because during the episode where they were blackout wasted during like Shannon Bedore 70s party, I was getting some like, I don't know what it was. I was just getting some like feelings that he seemed like Kelly's like gay best friend. Like, that was just what I was getting from that he was like coming behind her and being like, yeah, like just sort of in this way that like made me seem that they were like just best friends, but not at all romantically connected. And that's just the vibe I got.
I don't know. It seemed,
it's possible.
To me, it seemed like she talks a lot of shit about him. Have you gotten up to that?
Yeah. No.
She's like, she says that they have a very like toxic relationship actually, but like, and like she left before and then she came back.
Right.
But I think that's because like she's like you said, has an anger issue, and she kind of like thinks she can do better than him, even though because she married him when she was a lot younger.
Yeah.
Kind of for his money. And now she's kind of like, well, I could marry a different guy for his money.
Mm-hmm.
So in my head, it's kind of like, I feel bad for him. I kind of feel like she took advantage of him, and like he actually is kind of
maybe
in love with her.
Maybe I haven't seen him enough on screen.
Yeah, let me know what you think next. See, what did you think of the Brooks cancer thing? We never talked about it.
Yeah, we never talked about that. Vicky has started to really get on my nerves.
Yeah, I think that's been, you used to, I think, like her more.
I
had already
her.
Seen these seasons.
She is so obviously has a narcissistic personality disorder. The way, I almost feel like, not to be like a complete therapist, unlicensed completely, that she is some form of Munchausen's by proxy.
Where she wanted him. She said that. She like wanted people
around,
to feel bad
right,
for
right, she says, I just wanted a casserole. Like, you're a little nuts. I'm just starting to get sick of it, because like all of a sudden Brianna is like very sick. Brianna is suddenly like really sick. Like people are like sick around her.
Right, she
all
likes the attention.
She loves the attention, but that's Munchausen's by proxy.
It's only Munchausen's if she's like making them think that they're sick
making
when they're
them
not.
Sick. Yeah. I agree. But
like, what's her name? Yolanda.
That's but you're right. But I almost feel, but that's Munchausen's. Munchausen's by proxy is when you like make the people around you sick.
Right.
But like, Maybe without the actual inflicting of the pain, but she loves that. She loves getting attention
for negative
people
things
feeling bad for her, for negative things happening to her. Like she's always in the car accident. She was the one screaming, "What just happened? I don't remember anything."
Right.
And like, and she wore always, the neck brace
we'll
for like five episodes.
Just wait till Iceland. Like she's constantly like over dramatizing things and making them seem, and then no one believes her anymore. Also the thing too,
right? And even her daughter, she was like, yeah.
You think she knew that Brooks didn't have cancer?
Absolutely,
the whole time.
Yeah, Absolutely, she knew. There's 0%
chance.
Maybe
that's what when they're like, what does he have on you? Like, what does he have on you? Like, it's probably the fact that, like, she knew the whole time is, like, what he has on her.
Right. She probably.
Do you think she went to him for the when she was like, I saw him get chemo?
I
don't think they even
there
left.
There is 0% chance that she didn't know. 0% chance. And maybe, like, they've known each other for 4 years. Right? Like, this isn't the first time he's pulled. He said that his ex-girlfriends have said that he has faked cancer before, which is like a very weird thing.
Right.
And he definitely is some sort of con artist who's clearly very bad at it.
He's like,
but like, she likes to get in on it because she loves the compassion. She was like, oh, yes, Brooks is, I'm just going to go with this theory. I don't care if it's asinine. I'm just going to go with it because finally Tamara's going to be proven wrong that Brooks is a good guy. Right. And like, that was her whole mindset. And she just had to go along with the lies. She protects people just so that she can be proven wrong.
When like the clairvoyant person just like said that. Was that like a setup? I didn't get it.
I don't know.
When she was like, I feel like he doesn't have cancer. And that was what set the seed.
He didn't say that. He said that I feel like that's there. I don't. There's something not that feels loose to me. He didn't say he doesn't have cancer. He said like there's something not right with that. What I really liked when I started to really like Megan King Edmonds was when she was like. When she said out
like
loud.
Like she's doing all the investigations.
That was the best.
She's calling his doctors.
That was the best. Well, actually, I called and they don't do PET scans.
Like, we have a friend.
Newport,
like,
Imaging.
We totally have friends who like would know
would do
the
that,
whole thing.
100%. Yeah. But what I liked about it was that she said, here's the thing. I don't care if he doesn't have cancer. What I don't like is that he's going around saying that these holistic fucking resveratrol shots are going to cure cancer because you're sending a wrong message to people who actually have it. And like, that's when I was just like, okay, you're right. You're right. Brooks is the worst. Fuck him. Like she was right about that. And like, I just don't like Vicky anymore. And I'm so upset about it because I used to love her. Like we're going to Andalays. We're going to whoop it up.
No, she's a lunatic.
She's totally lunatic. And she's
they're
constantly
all crazy, but in like a.
And everything comes back about her. Like everything she. Like when Brianna had to go to the hospital and she was like, it was complete fate that Tamara Ryan's fiance or whatever was at the gas station. Not because like, oh, she could have helped, because I needed someone to come home and like be there with me.
Right.
Like this has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, she's a complete narcissist.
Anyway, I'm excited that I'm
good
watching.
Good for Dawn for getting out of there.
Honestly, good for Dawn. And
yeah, I feel like her insurance companies are also some weird scam. I just have like a weird feeling about them. Yeah.
Yeah. You think?
I don't know. She's like, the way she like promotes them with like these cruises, I'm always just kind of like,
but that's old.
Like
that's old school.
I know, but she like still kind of does that shit. I'm like, is this like a Ponzi scheme? Like, I don't understand.
What, you think her insurance company's a Ponzi scheme?
I don't know. I just feel like her whole setup is weird. Like the way that she's like kind of like the face of it, and like she has these like franchises or certain thing. I don't know.
She started an insurance company. Maybe it's right.
It could be legit. Something about it seems like
I work. Oh, you know, I go to jerk.
Oh, you
work.
Have you in this season yet? Has she made the commercial about like cancer and insurance?
No.
Just wait. We'll discuss
okay.
next time.
I'm very excited.
We'll be right back with a Dear Betch. So guys, today we're sponsored by Kopari. If you haven't used them yet, you're missing out because they have a really amazing natural deodorant. Have you tried it yet?
Yes, it's so good. It's coconut deodorant. I mean, everybody's talking about how you should really eliminate aluminum from your deodorant. It's really not good to put it near your breasts and it's just like an unhealthy thing to put on your skin because anything that goes on your skin goes into your body. So Kopari's deodorant, which smells like delicious sweet coconut milk, I'm just saying, it's really, really good. It's formulated with plant-based actives like sage oil and coconut oil to outlast your longest days. And the scent is actually, I know it's coconut, but it's really, really subtle. So it's not like a strong, overwhelming thing that you're going about and you notice it. No, it's like really just like it's very passive and you know it's doing its job.
Right. And it's vegan. And so like, it's good for you. It's good for the environment. It's good for everything. And it's great for sensitive skin. So if you have like very highly easily irritable skin. It's really good for you. You can reorder it really easy online with a subscription. It's shipped as often as you choose, automatically and for free. And they offer you a money back guarantee, so there's no reason not to try it.
And also really important to point out, it does not leave a sticky white residue, which I know a lot of like super aluminum free deodorants have. So just important to point out there. So if you wanted to try it, go to koparibeauty.com/slapped to make the safe switch today and save $5 off your first order when you subscribe. That's Kopari, K-O-P-A-R-I, beauty.com/slapped. Koparibeauty.com/slapped.
Dear Betches.
Oh, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay, we're back. Let's do the Dear Betch that I have.
Do you want to read it?
Me, sure, yes. Dear Betches, I've been dating my boyfriend for over a year and his first cousin is getting married in the summer. We've been talking about it for a while and he recently told me I won't be invited because he's not getting a plus one. We've gone to many of each other's family events together and I'd consider myself fairly close with his side of the family that is hosting the wedding. I don't have a relationship with the specific cousin getting married, but do with her parents and the rest of the cousins. I 100% think I should be invited given how much time I've spent with his family and how serious our relationship is. And find it a little concerning that he wasn't more willing to talk to the cousin / the rest of the family to get a plus one. He said he wants me there, but I'm worried by the fact that he isn't willing to fight for me to be invited. I worry that this is going to be a common thread as our relationship progresses. Any tips on how to proceed? Sincerely, excluded and unamused, Betch.
I think for this,
it depends how old
they
are.
The details matter a lot.
Yeah, right? I agree.
Is it a really small wedding?
Also, how old are they?
How old are they? How low key and small and low budget is the wedding, perhaps?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to, like, if I had a wedding and it was really, if it was like really small, like I was only trying to have like my immediate family there.
Yeah.
And I was looking for people to cut. My cousin's girlfriend, I don't know that well, might be like one of the top people that I would try for.
If it wasn't even that small, I would say as a person who is planning.
She says, I don't have a relationship with a specific cousin getting
right,
married.
Here's the thing. The cousin might think, that's why it depends on how old you are. Because if I was, like, if I had a younger cousin, so I have a cousin, right? Right now he's engaged, but let's say he wasn't and he was only dating his girlfriend for a year. He's a year older than me. At this point, I would say that they're going to be together. Mm-hmm. My cousin has a bunch of people at the wedding to speak to. It's not like he's there out there alone. So let's say they were only, so I would invite her in this respect. But however, if he was like 22 and he had this girlfriend for a year, he would not get a plus one.
Right.
Because I was like, what are the chances they're going to be together for a long time? Smaller, no offense to whoever wrote the letter, small. And also, like, he has friends there. I don't really know you that well.
Right. Also, it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of like if you have a super small wedding too, it's like you're really trying to make it so only people that you are very close to.
Yeah.
Sometimes not even about the money. Sometimes it's just like, I only want to be surrounded by like the people that I'm like very, very close to. And if you don't have a relationship with this cousin, like, what is like, you want to be invited for personal reasons, which is that, like, which is that you want to go to this wedding, but like, that's not her problem.
Exactly. It's not her problem. But I think her thing is now, like, why isn't her boyfriend asking or fighting for me? Maybe because he feels like it's absurd.
Right. I think he could ask. If he could ask, but fight, this doesn't seem like a battle that you need to be like fought.
You don't need to go to this fucking like, wedding. Just saying, going to weddings right. become, once you yeah, go to a bunch, it becomes overrated.
If it was like his brother's wedding and he wasn't fighting for you, yeah. I would say that would be like a bigger deal. This is his cousin's wedding. You admittedly said you don't have a relationship with her. I would save like, you're needing him to fight for you for bigger issues.
Yeah, pocket this.
Fighting for you is important, but like, let's choose our battles. Let's not, he doesn't have
I
to
agree
like
with you.
Break up the family because you're not invited to the cousin that you don't even know is wedding.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's, but it also depends how old she is. Because maybe they don't think like it's going to last. Who knows, you know?
Right.
That's a huge thing, part of it. Like, okay, when Rusty and I met, his brother was just got engaged. And Rusty, like, asked them if he could bring me. And I didn't even know he asked. But, like, they were like, no, you guys, like,
to
just
the wedding?
The engagement party. Yeah. It's like, no, you guys just, like, met. And, like, No, like, I don't want this random girl, if she just ends up being random,
right,
in my engagement pic, like in my engagement party photos. And I totally agree. I'm like, I do not want to go.
Right.
You know, is, but it's sort of just like, you don't, it,
the, that's what the, I'm saying. If you want, a, if you have a huge ass wedding where like, if it's different, there's a difference in offensiveness. If you have like a 400 person wedding and they didn't invite you, then it's like, they're kind of trying to make a point.
Right.
If you have like a smaller wedding and it's, you only really want, I mean, you don't, and you want to know everyone there and you want to like it to be, yeah, like your close a family and friends, then like, it's not personal. It's not about you. Don't make it about you.
It's business.
Exactly.
That's okay. Do one. The next one.
We'll be right back. So guys, today we are sponsored by Flamingo. And if you've ever heard of Harry's, which is a men's razor company, this is like their new female
shaving brand product.
And Harry's is amazing. My boyfriend loves it. He thinks it's like the best razor ever. So I was really excited to try my own Flamingo razor, which was really great. It's also like very pretty. It comes in very pretty colors. But it comes with this great shave gel, which is awesome because like it makes your legs really smooth, and there's like a lotion which also helps and makes it feel very smooth. It's like a really, you know, a lot of the razors out there suck for women because, yeah, they're like just not as good as the men's ones. They're not as strong. They're not as, they don't give you as close of a shave. But Flamingo does a really good job of that. I personally really, really love it. And it feels like it's easy to hold. It smells good. Just like a really fun shaving experience and after shaving experience because you get to use the lotion.
So we want you to enjoy shaving just as much as we do. And Flamingo designed a shave set that makes us super happy. It's $22 value, but just for you guys, it's $16 and it ships free. It's so easy. The shave set is your end-to-end routine in one reusable pouch. Gel, the razor, extra blade, lotion, and a holder so it doesn't get lost in your shower. Also, it's 2019, so it's obviously all cruelty and paraben free.
Get a set with all of your shave essentials from Flamingo, the brand that Vogue Glamour, pretty much everybody actually, is talking about. It's $22 value, $16 with free shipping today when you visit shopflamingo.com/betch. That's right. Visit shopflamingo.com/betch. All right, I'm going to do another one. Hey, ladies, huge fan, but I'll get right to the dilemma and leave the flattery to the iTunes reviews. I'm attending a bachelorette party in a few months. The bride doesn't have a bridal party, so one girl is doing most of the planning, but myself and others are helping out where we can. I suggested that the girl split the cost of the bride's hotel room as a treat to her. Most of the girls were on board, but a couple passed on it, and one girl even went the extra mile to tell me I was making some of them uncomfortable by asking for the extra very small expense. I told her it was fine and that I completely understood, as I don't want any bad feelings this far before the trip and don't know her financial situation. My biggest worry is what happens when we get closer to the party and other expenses start popping up, let alone when we are actually there and are trying to split bills between close to 20 women.
Oh my God.
All while covering the bride's drinks and meals. What is the standard for bachelorette parties? I've only been to mine and I don't have to pay for anything, to my surprise, thanks to impeccable planning by my maid of honor and awesome friends. I assumed it was the norm to have the bride pay for as little as possible within reason. Am I wrong here? How do we handle the situation if one or more people have issues with pitching in for the bride? Should I just step back from giving any more input? Am I overthinking this? I want the bride to have a stress-free and inexpensive trip and don't want awkward money situations coming up on the spot. For background, we were all in the 28 to 30 year old range, so thank definitely past the broke / struggling post-college point in our lives, and I'll be meeting most of the girls for the first time at the party, which I'm already nervous about after previously mentioned email. Also, the party is months away, so in my opinion, there's plenty of time to set aside money for it. Help, and thank you in advance. Non-confrontational, Belle.
I actually don't know. You know more than me. You planned more bachelorette parties than I have.
Honestly,
like going into mine, how much am I paying? I don't even know.
The ones that we've gone on, we didn't pay for the bride for anything.
Oh, really. Okay.
We didn't really do that just because, especially like if you're having a thing in your city, like a night out, like you could, yeah, obviously pay for the bride. But if people are going on a trip to you and they're paying for flights and they're paying for a hotel and they're like going, they're like taking days off from work, uh-huh, to go hang out with you and you've chosen the place, like that in itself
I never actually thought about having been to bachelor parties, whether or not I was paying for the bride or not. But I feel like I
I mean, like I thought about it too. I thought about like, all right, like I think like, here's the thing. it's kind of nice to pay for like a meal or something for the bride,
right,
but it's almost too complicated to do that it's not even worth it. Like most of the ways that we're doing these things are through like Splitwise things and things like that, and that's how we're splitting things, and it's kind of almost more of a pain in the ass to like figure out how much everyone knows minus one person.
So awkward.
Right.
But I also do feel bad. Like the bride shouldn't feel stressed. Like I almost kind of felt bad when we were at Miranda's and everyone was stressing about money or talking shit about like money. I felt bad because I felt like she was taking it like personally. And
but it's not. That was more just because like we had to figure out
because
like, the
exchange rate was so difficult to fucking understand.
That was like a little tricky because it was like a foreign country and the exchange rate was weird. Everything, you had to pay for everything in cash.
Yeah.
Which is always like kind of more annoying
so
and
stressful.
Harder to do.
Yeah.
But
for this.
Yeah. For this, I would say like.
Let it lie.
I would say let it lie. I don't think, again, if you're going away for someone in a few months, like the bride can like pay, you. What you guys should pay for is like the shirts. And like the
gifting
things that you can pay for before that, like the tattoos or the decorations or like she shouldn't pay for any of that shit. But I don't I think nowadays, especially like as bachelorette parties have gotten like a little more extravagant
like
and they're not like a little fun girls night in your hotel room.
Yeah.
I think it's fine to have the bride pay for. I mean, like your bachelorette is coming up. Would you like be like offended if
I expected to pay for myself?
Right.
I never thought about it until literally this email.
Right. I thought about it because I planned a couple now.
Yeah.
And I think it's like nice to pick up a little. But I think if you want to pay for the bride's thing, like if you want to show her that you care, like when you're out, like buy her a drink. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Like personally.
Like personally buy her a drink. Don't make it on like everyone. Like the annoying thing about weddings that comes up is like if someone wants to do a gesture and then they like kind of make you get in on it. Almost.
Yeah.
When it's like, I think the nicest gestures are like the personal one-on-one gestures that are like, oh, like, I'm so happy for you. Let me get you this instead of like, I'm arranging 20 girls to pitch in to get you a $2,000 handbag with your new initials on it.
Right.
Like, I think it's nicer personally just to have like a one-on-one thoughtful, more intimate gesture than like a huge group gift.
But it's also like clearly everybody else isn't on board.
Right. They may not be as close to her.
And you're
too.
Not the one planning it. So I would honestly like back down, let it lie. Mm-hmm. And as Jordana said, do something personal for yourself. But don't make other people feel bad about it. Like don't like go and buy her something like I'm covering your flight. Like don't do that.
Right.
Don't make other people uncomfortable. Just buy her a drink. Buy her.
And
you
only
know,
she has to know because it's for her. It's not about you showing everyone else like how much you.
And she's not going to get uncomfortable if, like, it's also not your problem. There's another girl planning it.
Right. And I could see why you're, like, it's kind of, you seem like, no offense, a little bit annoying here where you're, like, there's plenty of time for everyone to, like, save money and set aside for it. It's, like, people don't really want to save money to pay for someone else's shit.
Right. It's also not their priority.
Right. Like, let me start a savings account so I can make sure we cover, like, Lucy's bridal suite.
But I get it. I don't think she's annoying. I think she's thoughtful. I think she's thoughtful in that she wants to do this gesture and she's frustrated that not everybody's on the same page as her.
Right.
I don't think that. I think that. But we need to get back to reality and realize that not everybody wants to do that. So we just say, okay, I'm losing this battle. Again,
right.
another
You can still do something nice for your friends.
Another example where we have to pick our battles.
Right. You can still do something nice for your friends. Do it personally. It'll mean more that way.
I agree.
If you like, if you personally send a bottle of champagne to the room that she split evenly, but you're like, I'm sending you like a gesture or something. Maybe you buy her a facial for before the bachelorette party or something, like then you're not spending a crazy amount of money, but you're showing, it's about the gesture of like, I'm showing you, I'm really happy for you. I want to do something special for you. And that probably means more than like,
but don't throw
hotel.
People under the bus. Don't be like, nobody wanted to pitch in for your bachelorette, so I'm getting you a facial. Like, don't do that.
Right. Just do it. Cause you want to do it for the right reasons. Gonna which are that awkward. You want to show her that you personally care.
Yeah. All right. Let's play. We have a really fun games after we Would You Rather with Real Housewives of New York edition. So we're going to take a really, really quick break and we'll be right back. So you've heard us talk about Framebridge. It's honestly like the best solution to putting art on your walls, especially when you have things that you, photography you've taken or Instagrams that you just got married, you want to put your pictures up, you want to develop them and put them on your wall, create a beautiful gallery wall. Well, Framebridge is honestly the best thing that you could do because it's really easy and it's affordable and it's a great way to frame your things.
Yeah, it's really awesome. You basically, like, instead of you paying hundreds of dollars that you'd pay at a frame store, their prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. And our listeners get 15% their first order at framebridge.com when they use our code BETCH. You can preview your item online in any frame style and choose your favorite or get free recommendations from very talented designers. Their expert team will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door ready to hang.
Yeah, I went on a trip with all my friends and I really wanted to hang a few pieces sort of next to where I get dressed. Just as like a cute little reminder of just like getting dressed and having fun. And so I went to Framebridge. They told me which frames would look good with like the coloring of my photo. And I did it. And I have these like small cute pictures on my wall. And it was honestly like the easiest, best experience.
That sounds so cute. Am I in them?
Yeah, you're in one of them. Nice. So get started today. Frame your photos or send the perfect gifts for weddings, birthdays, and special events. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code BETCH. You'll save an additional 15% off your first order. So go to framebridge.com, promo code BETCH. Framebridge.com, promo code BETCH.
And we're back. Okay, ready? I'll give you one.
Okay.
Would you rather go to Luann's Cabaret every night for a month or share a room with Ramona for a month?
Oh my God.
That's a good one.
I don't know if this is good or bad. I can't decide. Sharing a room with Ramona seems annoying. I'd rather go to the cabaret and then be able to go home to my own bed.
I agree. And that's like at least a couple hours of my life, not like my whole evening.
My whole evening.
I feel like she'd also be very high maintenance. She'd be like particular about the temperature. I wouldn't want to deal.
Okay. Would you rather marry Tom D'Agostino or Harry Dubin?
I think they're both kind of players, but Tom seems like a little bit more like bad intention-y. So I'm going to marry Harry.
Harry. Okay. I think I would agree with you. Also, just Tom kind of grosses me out. But I guess so does Harry. I guess they both do. Shit.
I think Tom's worse. There's like something slimier about him for some reason.
Yeah.
Would you rather only drink Skinny Girl Margarita for a year or only be able to cook with a Sonia Morgan toaster oven for a year?
Only drink Skinny Girl Margarita.
Yeah, I don't really use toasters that often.
It's like instead of an oven.
And it's probably... I haven't had it in a while. What's the margarita like?
It's skinny, so like low-cal.
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay, would you rather almost die on a boat in Cartagena or be stuck at Dorinda's Berkshire house every Christmas?
Almost die on a boat in Cartagena. I feel like we almost did die.
We almost did. That was wild. Rocky. I feel like I was, I would love to go to Dorinda's Berkshire's house every Christmas. What do you
every
mean?
Every Christmas?
Yeah, that sounds so fun.
Sounds very dramatic.
No, that sounds fun.
Okay.
I don't want to almost die.
That's true. You get very scared.
We're going to bet slap one person. And mine is, even though it's not timely, is Vicky Gundel.
I was going to say Brooks.
Okay. Brooks and as a duo.
As a duo. Yes.
I know this is like 3 years too late.
We're going to bet slap them post.
They're so fucking the cancer scam.
They're the worst.
Who is a cancer scam? In the words of Shannon Bedore.
I think Vicky feels like she has very low self-esteem.
Very.
And she needs to get attention in certain ways. I think she probably feels like she obviously has issues with like the way she looks. She feels like very insecure about them.
Uh-huh.
And like this is sort of how she acts out those insecurities and finds her way to get attention, because I think she feels like maybe other things aren't giving her. She doesn't have enough positive things that she feels. But she should, because she has a great business.
She should.
And she's great. Brianna's amazing.
She needs constant affirmation. Like, high maintenance affirmation, like every 5 seconds.
Right. That's why she fell for that stupid bullshit Brooke stuff.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. When her mom, I mean, I felt bad for her when her mom died, but that was like unlike anything I'd ever seen.
And also, like, it was planned to call Shannon Bedore's house phone.
Right. That was weird.
And her phone happened to be.
When she was just like wailing, I was like, pull yourself together. You were not actually 4 years old.
Right. And we need my mommy. I need my mommy.
Right. You're 60.
It was so.
What are you doing?
It was so. I mean, again, I have complete compassion for her that her mother died suddenly. And that's really sad.
No, that is terrible. But
like, it's really terrible. But like, it was planned a little bit. Like, I could tell it was a contrived plan.
There was something
weird
about it. Yeah.
It was. Like, and she, it was almost like she heard and then she realized the cameras were watching her. She goes, no.
It was a performance.
Yeah, it was a performance. So bravo. No pun intended. All right. Thank you. This has been a great episode. And
we'll be back next week.
We love you all. Bye.